What most people think of as the Sonoma Developmental Center, the cluster of buildings along Arnold Drive, a bit south of Glen Ellen, is, in a sense, the tip of the iceberg. When the facility was established, way back in 1891, it encompassed nearly 1,600 acres, according to John McCall, a land acquisitions manager for the Sonoma Land Trust. It's a bit smaller now, but most of that property remains undeveloped.
The overall property is almost 1,000 acres. 200 are already built. It actually stretches all the way up Sonoma Mountain and over to Highway 12. It's part of a wildlife corridor that stretches from the Marin Coast all the way over to the hills in Napa and Lake Counties. So our interest started with the land. But the more we got to know the situation of the residents there and what they're facing, we don't talk about the land without talking about the people. Let's figure out how we can contain redevelopment, reuse on the existing footprint of the campus and try to protect the remaining 750 acres as open space.
The developmental center housed more than 6,500 people in the early 90s, but that population has since contracted to around 400. As a result, dozens of the aging buildings on the campus are no longer in active use.
There's 140 buildings on the campus, and a large percentage of those are no longer being used. So our hope is that we can look at reuse opportunities that don't displace anyone, that don't interfere with existing and continued healthcare services on site. But why let these buildings turn into a state of neglect when we can hopefully do something compatible?
That will be one of the issues taken up in a series of community workshops that begins on Saturday, hosted by the Land Trust and a coalition of other interested local groups, including the Parent Hospital Association, an advocacy group for the remaining clients who reside and are cared for at the center. Kathleen Miller of Santa Rosa is their president.
The purpose of the organization is to advocate for the residents. But in so doing, we also advocate for the center because most of us who have family there believe that the center is the best place for our loved ones.
These two groups, along with the Sonoma Ecology Center and Sonoma County, make up what they are calling the Sonoma Coalition, which Miller says has two basic objectives.
Keep the open space open and keep a safety net of services there for the residents who need them. But other than that, we want to hear from community members. We want to hear from people with ideas. The word of caution is, nothing is free.
With nearly $500,000 in funds secured to facilitate a series of six quarterly meetings over the next 18 months and conduct a thorough assessment of the entire property, including the condition and viability of each of those many buildings, McCall says their intent is to have some realistic numbers at the end of the process.
Everyone has an idea of what they'd like to see out there. What's it going to cost? If we need to retrofit buildings, if we need to tear down buildings, we need to know that in advance so we can be realistic in our cost estimates. If everything went well, by next summer, we would have a set of recommendations to the state outlining here are preferred alternatives, here are ideas that the community supports, here are the potential costs.
A bid by a Southern California state senator to expedite the closure of the state's two remaining developmental centers, including Sonoma, was put off in a committee hearing this week. That will give the Transform SDC project some breathing room to develop its own recommendations and cost estimates, which can be factored into future legislative deliberations about the local facility's future. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.